Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that I've broken out, that I've covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundations of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise.
Kingdom Talk. I'm your host, Pastor Tyquasia Gold, and tonight we are going to be discussing trees and their fruit. And I know we always used to the saying that, you know, a good tree bears good fruit and a bad tree bears bad fruit, which is very much true, of course. But that also ties in with a good heart, right? Because if a good tree bear good fruit and a bad tree bear bad fruit, the same is based upon our heart. You know, we can tell if someone has a bad heart by listening to their words. And I know we always use the saying, actions speak louder than words. But sometimes words are way louder. You know, our words will either show that we are truly Christ followers, or it's going to reflect the evil that is really in our heart. According to Luke chapter 6 and 45, it says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? So, we know that God always tells us to try the spirit by the spirit to see if it's of God, right? So a good tree, when you rip off the fruit, it's going to be good. It's going to be ripe. It's going to taste sweet. You know, it's going to be good because it's good. A bad tree, when you take off that particular fruit, it's going to be probably bitter. It may be spoiled. It may not be sweet to taste. It might have bruises on the outside. And some of them are not bruised on the outside and just rotten on the inside, right? But still, nonetheless, it's a bad fruit. And God is saying everything that's inside a man will come out of his heart. It don't matter how much they try to show you, like we said, actions speak louder than words, that they love you. Oh, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z for you. How much they clap for you. But if the words that come out of their mouth is opposite of who God is, it's wickedness. The Bible says it's not what goes in a man's mouth that defiles him, but it's what comes out. God is always looking at our attitudes towards everything, whether it be our circumstances in life. He's looking how we handle the circumstance, you know, and how we trust him. He's looking at how we respond towards others. Are we responding in love? You know, our attitude towards ourselves. Are we being honest? Or are we deceiving ourselves that we don't have a beam in our own eye? So this is God really checking our fruits, checking our heart by the way we react towards certain situations and circumstances. But just as any good farmer, you know, when they start to put these seeds in the ground, you know, and they start making sure the soil is good ground to put the seeds in, you know, then they're watering, then they're pulling weeds, they're just keeping up with it, you know. Getting good fruit is not by accident, you know. That's not an accident in nature. That's not like, oh, this just happened and I don't know why. No, good fruit comes from a farmer that actually loves his fruit, that loves, you know, what he's growing and what he's trying to produce, because he's putting hard work into it, right? He's putting effort into it. He's putting blood, sweat, and tears into making sure that these fruit trees are being very well taken care of. And so should we be in the spirit. If we are believers and we want to bear good fruit, it takes hard work. It takes a refusal to compromise. It takes us being separated. It takes us being holy. It's not by accident that we would bear good fruit and begin to speak words that is positive, that is loving, that is gentle, that is honest, that is kind, you know, that is truthful. That's not by accident. That's not by coincidence. That is because we put the hard work in. We're actually praying and fasting and trying to nurture and grow those trees of good fruit. That is something that we're actually physically doing to make sure that each word out of our mouth should be like a good, ripe, sweet fruit. Each word that come out of our mouth is a gem. Each word that we speak should be chosen carefully. Each word should be spoken with love and seasoned with grace and truth and respect. Because God said, life and death lies in the power of our own tongue. And so as a man thinketh, so is he. And the Bible says that this one member can set our whole body on fire. This one small member can destroy the whole body. So he's clearly letting us know that this tongue is powerful. And whatever is in our heart will come out with this tongue as the controller and spew it out. But we don't want it to be anything bad. We don't want it to be nothing negative. We don't want it to be word curses. We don't want it to be things that is evil, that is showing, that is bad fruit. No, we want to choose God and to choose life and to ask God to deliver us and heal us so that we're not producing bad fruit. Because without God, we are naturally birthed into sin and will be producing bad fruit. That's what we know. That's why Jesus came to die for us and, you know, give us salvation so that we could be made new. We could be a new creature in Christ. We old things pass away. We don't have to be, you know, what we was born into. Now we have the chance to be holy and righteous. Now we have the chance to live a life that is pleasing unto God, you know, where we're not going to die, you know, and be hellbound because Jesus died for those sins and they are forgiven as long as we profess with our mouth and believe with our heart that Jesus died and rose on the third day, we have the opportunity to be reconnected with God, right, as a believer. And then now we know that because of that and because we're now redeemed and we're saved, now we make the choice after we believe to now serve him and obey him, which is two totally different things, because you can say yes to him and believe in him and then still not operate in his spirit, right? Because now once you get saved and you accept him, you also need to be baptized by the water and the fire and the Holy Ghost. You need them all. And then that will produce the change. That will produce the fire in you. And things will begin to, you know, shift and move in your life. And you will begin to think differently. Like God will begin to renew your mind and heal your heart. So that way you're not spewing things out. You ever met a person that you can just tell by their words, like the Bible said, you can tell what's in their heart? Because you ever had a friend for the females and your friend is just like, oh, all men ain't no good, and they cheaters, and they this, and it, right? And going off and being so negative. And so you can look at that particular female and see, okay, she's been hurt before. You know, she needs to be healed because now this is what's in her heart. She's spewing out this hate and this unforgiveness for men because she has been hurt, you know? And that's what God is talking about in this scripture, that if you're a good man, meaning man or woman, if you're a good man, out of the good treasures of your heart is going to bring forth good. You don't have nothing negative or evil or hateful or wicked to say because you have a healed heart. So now even if something didn't work out for me in my past and I've been divorced and I've been cheated on and I've been left or betrayed or whatever the case may be, right? But now I can still have a conversation with another woman and not bash men. You get it? Because of my past, you know, because now my heart is healed. I am no longer broken. I have forgiven. And now I'm not spewing that out. You know, I'm not bleeding on people that didn't cut me, if that makes sense. Because God healed me and made me whole now, I can see that if everybody's not like this, it was my palate that was connecting me and driving me to people that was not good for me. You know, and then we'll begin to take accountability, you know, for some of the things that we have gone through because we just didn't make the right decision, you know, because outside of God, we are not good people. We don't make good choices. We need God. As much as we think we do not, we think we have it under control, under wraps, under our finger, we do not. We need God to order our footsteps. We need God to heal us, like I said, so that we can make better decisions, so that our conversations even can be better. You know when somebody's not healed and delivered and set free because their conversation is different. Their conversation is about talking about other people, gossip, bringing people down. They don't have nothing good in their heart. You know, they're speaking about others in a negative way. You know, they're speaking word curses over them. They're, you know, bashing people. They're coveting over what someone else's have. They're jealous. They're envious. The Bible says we know them by their fruits, right? You will know. You will know what they're about. You will know, you know, what's going on with them. Because it's going to come out. They always say, yeah, you can wear a mask, but for how long? For how long? Eventually, everything that's inside of you will come out when you speak long enough and if you listen long enough. The elders always used to say, speak once, listen twice. Speak once, listen twice, because 9 times out of 10, people will tell on themselves. They will tell on themselves. But God wants us to be good men, bearing good fruit and doing good things, you know, and really put the work in to actually bring forth a tree of good fruit. Put the work in, you know. You got to maintain these things. You got to keep fighting off the enemy and stay in the will of God. It's not just a thing that happened. It's a choice every day. If it was just that, the Bible wouldn't say that we had to work out our own soul salvation each and every day. The Bible wouldn't say that we would have to renew our mind daily if it was just a thing that just happened. No, we got to keep working towards that. We got to keep praying, keep fasting, keep casting down our flesh, keep killing it. You know, keeping our mind stayed on Jesus. This is stuff that we have to do. You got to refuse to compromise your beliefs. You have to refuse to compromise your faith with the world. No matter what is going on around you, you still got to choose God each and every time. Each and every time. Because when we choose God and we make a sound choice that we're going to serve him no matter what, when we do this, our lives will be firmly established no matter what hardships may come up, no matter what. We will be grounded and rooted and planted. Nothing will be able to shake us or move us, I promise you. If you make God the foundation of your life, you choosing to bear good fruit. In verse 46, he said, why you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? So why are you going to say I'm your God when you're not following me, you're not serving me? You know, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger's voice they shall not follow. You know, you're going to listen to my commandments. You're going to keep my statutes and my word hidden in your heart so that you don't sin against it. You're going to do what the Bible says do. You're not going to only be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. You're not going to be a foolish builder. You're going to show by your foundation in God, building your church upon a rock, that the very gates of hell will not prevail against it. But if you be foolish and you build it off the fact of, you know, good works and good deeds and all these different things, and not as God is your foundation, not as God being the head of your life, your church, your marriage, your everything, your foundation is going to be shaky. And your house that's built on that foundation will not stand. It's going to be ruined. It's going to have a great fall. Because everything that we do, Christ has to be the center of it. Christ has to be the rock. Christ has to be the center of everything that we do so that when the shaking comes, we will be able to stand. When God begins to shake the foundation of the earth, that, you know, things begin to move and, you know, relocate and all this different thing, we will be planted in him. We won't move. We'll be covered. We'll be blessed. But if you don't, your house will be ruined. And that's what the word says. That's not me. That's what the word says. You got to hear his words and do his words, apply his words. That is you bearing good fruit. That's what's going to help build that good tree. Because you're putting in the work the same way you would build a tree, a garden. You know, you're watering it. You're pulling the weeds. Everything that I said earlier, you're doing what it takes to make sure that that tree is going to grow. It has no choice but to grow because you're taking care of it. You're doing everything that needs to be done so that it will not fail. It shall not fail. And the same thing for us, for our spirit, for everything that is within us, our faith, everything. We have to mature it, grow it, which means we got to do some things. You can't just sit around and expect, oh, Christ is the genie. He going to come and just drop all these different things on you in your lap. No, faith without works is dead. We know that. And also we know that we can't just hear. We got to do, right? It's all in the word. It's all there. It's written. So that means we also have to build our faith. We got to strengthen our spirit, man. We got to build up our spirit by reading the word, fast and praying. You have to go to church. You have to, you know, assemble among the brethren and have fellowship. You cannot think for one second that if you don't do everything that this tree needs to grow and bear good fruit, that you're going to produce good fruit. The devil is a liar. You're not. Because even though those trees that bear bad fruit, they did grow, right? It was fruit on those trees, correct? But was they good? So that means you might bear some type of fruit. Even if you don't do all the work, even if you don't, you know, stay committed, even if you, you know, you compromise in some sort or whatever, okay, the tree will bear fruit. But will it be good fruit? Will it be God fruit? Will it be the fruits of the Spirit of God? Because you can bear fruits, but it won't be good. If you don't do everything that God requires of you, if you don't do everything to keep your spirit built up, because also a tree can bear a fruit that was good, right? And what happened? It has the potential to turn rotten, right? If it's not, you know, pick when it's ripe and eaten, you know, when it's good and sweet. If it sits there and sits there and sits there, what happens? It rots. The same thing with our spirit. The same thing with our spirit. If we don't do anything and we sit as believers and don't fight the enemy back, don't put on a full armor of God, don't eat the word, you're going to rot. You're going to rot. There will be nothing sweet about you. You will not have seasoned words. You won't be like a choice, good piece of fruit that is ripe and ready for the harvest. You will not. It will rot. You have to continuously be prayed up. You have to continuously be fasting. You have to continuously be fighting the enemy and building up your spirit, reading your word, listening to sermons, listening to praise and worship. It's a constant thing. A constant, constant, constant thing. It's not a one-time thing. It's not an every now and again thing, because this is a part of our lifestyle. This is how we live. Same way we brush our teeth, wash our face, and eat and drink water and breathe oxygen, we can't live without him. He has to become a part of our everyday routine in order for us to survive. Because anytime we don't make him a part of our routine, the enemy is going to come in. whatever way it may be, he's going to come in because he's going to find a way. If we're not constantly seeking God and putting on that full armor of God every day and praying and commanding our day and reading that word, building our spirit, you know, encouraging ourselves, you know, and going out and preaching the gospel, doing everything that we're supposed to, the enemy is waiting and lurking. And we don't want to give him no foothold. We don't want to give him no space to come into our life. We don't want to do that. Because you can't just give him a foothold and think, oh, no, he's just going to stay right there in the hallway. No, he's busting in the door. He's busting in the door. You give him a foothold. He's coming in and he's bringing friends. And you know we don't like that. We don't want to have a house where we tell one friend to come over and they bring like seven friends with them. And we like, no, 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 no. What are you doing? What are you doing? I didn't even want you here. And now you brought friends too? And that's the same thing with the enemy. Like, okay, we didn't even want you here. Now you brought demons too with you? So you can't leave no room for him, no foothold, no anything. We got to be those Christians that bear good fruit, you know, that show good fruit, good integrity, good characteristics, good morals, good faith, good words, good foundation. You just have to be good, good from the inside out. And sometimes people think that it's all about what the outside look like. But God said he judged the heart of a man. That's why he said by the heart, the treasures of a man's heart, the good will come out. That's what Luke 6:45 said. The good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. So it's all about what's in you, not what's on you. So God wants us to do the right things. God wants us to just make that choice and to really do it faithfully, you know. Do it faithfully. Don't stop, you know. The Bible says don't get weary in well-doing. Just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. And before you know it, anytime you do something for more than 21 days, it become a part of your routine. It becomes a habit. So now when you done been praying for this long, it's a habit now. You feel crazy if you don't do it. Don't you feel crazy if you don't brush your teeth? Don't you feel crazy if you don't wash your behind? Especially now that it's getting hot. You don't feel crazy to just go outside and you didn't take care of your hygiene? That's how it is with believers. I feel crazy if I don't pray. I'm going to be off. It's not a maybe, if, and, or but. I'm going to be off. I'm going to have an off day. I'm going to have an off mindset. I'm going to have an off attitude. If I don't get something in me pertaining to God, if I don't put on a worship song, if I don't pray, if I don't read the word, if I don't fast, I know it's not going to be a good day. Because that's something that has to be a part of my regular routine. That is my lifestyle. This is what keeps me, because outside of God, I am a vile, nasty, ratchet person, right? And I know that because I know that me being the way that I am and the good that comes out of me now, it's not me. It's because the Spirit of the Lord is within me. So it's because I have the heart of God that I have compassion for people. It's because I love God that I forgive people. It's because that I love God that I have mercy on people. It's because that I love God that I can't go by a homeless person and not say hello and not ask them if they are okay, not ask them if they're hungry, and not ask them, you know, if they need anything. I can't do it because it's the God in me. Now, without God, I pretty much didn't care. I could care less. I could walk by people, whatever. It didn't make me know, never mind. I could see people crying. It didn't move me. Oh, well, not my issue. Outside of God, who cares? Me, myself, and I, outside of God. But when you have the heart of God in your heart, bringing forth good, you know it's not me, it's the God in me that allows me to feel this way towards certain things. It's the God in me that moves me when I see tears on someone's face. It's the God in me that say, well, you know, if I don't have money, you know, silver and gold I don't have, but I can offer you Jesus that wants to help you to have a way out of your situation. It's because I have God. It's the heart of God that does it for me, because outside of that, I'm just like the next man. I'm blind just like the next man. I'm being toxic just like the next man. I'm being evil just like the next man. I'm worrying about myself just like the next man. Lover of myself. I'm selfish. If outside of God, these are the attributes of who I would be. But it's only because now I chose God and I have God in my life and God is my foundation, that God is the anchor in my life that keeps me grounded, is why certain things move me the way it does. Why I actually, you know, have the heart of God and I can have compassion, you know, and just understand that life happens, you know, that people are going through. And, you know, it draws me to want to pray for them, to want to help, to want to find a solution for them in any way that I can. And if I can't, to tell them, listen, I don't know. God is not telling me anything. But what I can tell you is that I can pray with you. I may not be able to fix it. I may not have the money to give you. I may not be able to give you an answer, you know, to what's before you right now. But what we can go and do together is pray and ask God to reveal to you and ask God to give you the strength in this situation and ask God to make a way out for you, because that's who you become when you have the heart of God. Only, you know, good things will come out of you. You speak in things that are good, you know, your words are seasoned with grace and truth and love. Then you got love in you because you got God. So if you're wondering why, you know, people are not bearing good fruit, and you're wondering why people, you know, are saying some of the things that they're saying and acting, you know, the way they're acting, it's because they don't have God. Because only good trees can bear good fruit. And only bad trees bear bad fruit. And it can't be reversed. A good tree can't bear bad fruit, and a bad fruit can't bear good fruit. So if you're looking at someone and, you know, you're seeing that, okay, this don't look like God. You know, you're trying to spirit by the spirit, see an infant of God. You know, then it's not. You got to call an ace and a spade a spade. You know, God is love. You got to see how they're treating people. I don't care what the title is. I don't care what they're known as. I don't care how people give them their flowers while they're here, give them their accolades and, you know, their applause. I don't care about that. I care about how they're treating God's people. You know, I want to see what you're doing when God's people is coming to you, you know, with an issue, with God putting it before you. What are you doing? What are you telling them? You know, are you telling them it's okay to continue with living in sin? Are you telling them it's okay to, you know, chase after money and greed. You know, like, what are you telling them? Because God is looking at every word that come out of our mouth. You know, we're going to be charged for that. So we have to be careful of the words that we speak, because words are powerful. And that's why we need God, because outside of that, we won't know what to say. We won't know how to give advice. We have to give godly advice, godly wisdom. We can't just say whatever we think or whatever we feel, because that be off. That be off all the time. So we saying, God, you know, realign our emotions, you know, make us over, make us new. And then once God have his way and we let his will be done, we'll produce those good fruit. You know, it'll show, it'll come out of us like, okay, yeah, they've been praying. Yeah, they've been fasting. You can tell. Look at the conversation. They're not even talking about the same thing. You know, we're not even worrying about things that people are worrying about. You know, we're worrying about how, God, how can we please you? How can we lift your name up? How can we spread this gospel? How can we help the people? How can we get the children off the street? How can we feed the homeless? How can we house the homeless? How can we help the poor? How can we help deliver the oppressed? That's the conversation. We're not talking about what Sister Watermelon is doing. We're not talking about what Brother Peach is doing and what Sister Strawberry is wearing. That's not even a conversation. We're not even worried about what people got going on, because we're worried about what God got going on for us. We're worrying about taking the beam out of our own eye. God, make me over, God. Deliver me, God. Help me. I want to be the tree that bear good fruit, God. Deliver me from myself. Help me to see myself and be honest with myself, to know that I cannot do without you, to be humble enough to say, God, I am a mess and I need you, God. And if you don't fix it, it won't get done, God. Only you can do it. And then that's a good place. When you're in that place, then that's a good place, because now you know that, you know, it's only you. It's only you and God. Only God can do it in you. Only God can do it in you. You got to work out your own soul salvation each and every day. But that's a choice. You got to choose that thing. Every day you wake up is a choice to serve God. It's a choice to get closer to him. It's a choice to grow in your faith. It's a choice to strengthen, you know, your spirit, man. But that's your choice. If you don't want to, some people don't, you know, and they got to deal with that. You got to deal with the fruit of that. You know, you got to deal with those trees that bear bad fruit. That nothing good come out of that. And then we can't blame God for it, because that's on us. That's not on God, that's on us. Because if God is telling us what to do and how to maintain a tree, which he is, it's the same in the natural, so it is in the spirit. If he's telling us what to do to bear good fruit and how to take care of it, we have to be obedient. We have to listen to the instructions, listen to the directions, be obedient to his word. And that's what's going to help us to bear fruit, good fruit. We got to keep growing in our faith and maturing in the spirit, eating that word. I know we've seen a lot that people have been going astray from the word and kind of just speaking motivation and whatever, experience, however you want to put it, all these different ways. But no. Everything else is going to fail but the word of God. So we got to stick to the word. We got to stay in his presence, because all that other stuff is not going to get it. Yeah, it's cute, but it ain't going to help you. It is cute, but it's not going to back up the enemy. Yeah, it's cute, but it's not going to feed your spirit, man. And it's cute, but it's not going to deliver you from the strongholds in your life. We need the word, the living word, the word that has power, the word that will go out and perform what it's said to do, the word that is God, because God is the word. So that's what we need. We can't stray away from that. We have to stay in it and the fullness of it. Don't add to it and don't take from it. Because it's life in God's word. And he wants to make sure we always are constantly reading it to have a relationship with him. The word of God is like when your father in the natural passed away and left you a bunch of letters, right? And if you loved your dad and you miss your dad so much, wouldn't you read those letters every single day? And that's what the Bible is. We have a father that is in heaven that is, you know, waiting on us to make it back to him. And here we have this book, which is a memory of him. And, you know, it's letters to us, so that we can still commune with him, so we can remember him, so that we can still be close to him. That's what the Bible is for. And it's giving us the instruction we need on how to live here on earth, how to make it back to heaven. That's what it is. And if we love it, you know, we'll read it. If we want to know him, if we want to get closer to him, we'll read it. We'll want to know who he is, what he's about, what he stands for, how he moved, how he responded. All of that is in his word. That's what's going to give us the good fruit, the word, because the word is going to be going in us. It's going to be planting seeds, and the seeds is going to grow, and then that's going to start coming out of us. That's going to come out of us. People will begin to see, like, okay, yeah, all she do is word, 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 because that's all she speaks. Even when she's speaking, she's speaking a word. When she having a discussion with her kids, she talking using the word. When she praying, you can hear her praying, and I hear the scriptures even in her prayer. It's the word. That's just how it got to be, so it can start coming out of us. We got to get it in us so much that it'll come out of us. Because when you, it's what you are, what you eat, right? So everything you put in you will come out. If you eat in constant trash and garbage, you don't get nothing out of that. You don't get no nutrients out of that. You know, you get sickness and disease, high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes. You get those type of things. But if you eat healthy and you eat good, you're taking in the nutrients, and what's good going to come out of that? You're going to look healthy. Your skin is going to be healthy. Your mind is going to be healthy. Your body is going to be healthy. All your organs is going to work properly. That's what it is with the word. If you're feeding yourself constant lies of the enemy, and you're being negative, and you're talking about people, and you're doing things that's not of God, and that's dark and wicked, that's what's going to come out of you. That's the fruit you're going to bear, and that's what you're going to have as your portion, because you're going to reap what you sow too. So that's what you will have. If that's what you're putting in, that's what you're going to get out. But if you're putting in the word and you're constantly feeding yourself something that is healthy for you, something that is going to build you up, it's going to come out of you, it's going to show. And guess what? People is going to want to know what you're doing. People are going to be curious. Well, what are you doing that's different? You look so healthy. You look so vibrant. You look so happy after everything that I saw you go through. It's the word. It's because I have God. I have Jesus now. So now I don't look like what I'm going through or what I've been through. Now I look youthful. I look revived. I look refreshed. I look alive because I'm alive again. We need God. We need God's word to keep us afloat. We need that sure sound foundation to help keep us up. In the midst of this dark, cold world, we cannot do it without God. We cannot do it without him. We want to be good men. We want to be good stewards over everything he's given us. We want to produce good fruit. We want to be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And we want to know our Father's voice. And this is how we know it, through his word. and then good will begin to spring forth through us. Because out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth is going to speak it. Our mouth is going to speak it. So we want to be speaking life. We want to be speaking health. We want to be speaking, you know, things that are just of God, just speaking his word. We don't want to seek nothing outside of God. We want to bear good fruit. And we want to be filled with the fruits of the Spirit, God's Spirit. We want everything that God has for us. Everything. Because everything that God has for us is good. But if we are not and we're evil, we're going to speak that. You can't hide it. You can't mask it. It's going to come out of you. I don't care how much you laugh with the people. I don't care how much you clap your hands. If you're wicked, it's going to come out. It's going to show, and God is going to expose it. And guess what? God is going to deal with you. And also, you're going to reap what you sow. And every word that you spewed out to others, it's going to surely find your house. So we don't have to worry about those ones, because God is going to deal with them. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. But this is really just about us and the fruit that we're bearing and what we're doing. Because the evil one, God will take care of them. The wicked one, God has special places for them, you know, that comes against God's people and doing things that, you know that they know it's not right. But God is trying to deal with us and make sure we don't have no beams in our own eye, to make sure we don't have no specks in our eye, to make sure we're looking at the man in the mirror and saying, God, I am filthy. God, I am a liar. I am a cheater. I am a thief. And God, I need you to deliver me. I need you to help me to be set free. And then God will just begin to do the work in you. And things will begin to change in your life. It's just about making a decision. It's a choice. It's a choice. You got to be able to pick up your cross and follow him. You got to be able to forsake the world for Christ's sake. He said it's not going to be in vain. You know, you're going to be able to count it all joy. You're going to be blessed for going through everything that you went through here on earth for Christ's sake. And it will be worth it when your name is written in the book of life. It will be worth it when you receive the crown of glory. It will be worth it when he says, job well done, my good and faithful servant. This is what we're doing it for, not here on this earth to receive riches and houses, because the whole earth is going to fold up and pass away. The only thing that's going to stand is the word of God. So we need not to be chasing after this world, but chasing after the things of heaven, doing our Father's business, doing his word, being committed to the cause, fighting the good fight of faith, working while it is day, keeping our hands to the plow. That's what we got to be doing, because time is winding up. We don't have as much time as we think. Jesus Christ is coming back, and he's coming back for a church without a spot or a blemish. So he's coming to his church first. He's coming to deal with us first. So we got to get right. We have to get right. Get right, church, and let's go home, because Jesus is coming back, and we need to be ready. We need to be ready and armored up each and every day. Ready to give an answer, ready for whatever God has for us, not trying to get ready, not putting it together, not being like the foolish women that didn't have enough oil when the bridegroom came and the doors shut in their face. We need to be ready. We need to be wise. We need to prepare. We need to have the oil on us, the anointing, operating in the anointing, not in the strange fire, not in false glory. No, we need to be in God's spirit, in his presence, operating through his anointing, waiting on him, not anything else. This, everything we're doing is all about him. It's all about the kingdom. So I thank you guys for tuning in to Kingdom Talk. And I hope you guys have a blessed night. I love you, but God loves you more. And make sure you just bear good fruit. Be the one that bear good fruit. Be a good man, a good woman. Bear good fruit. Put God first. Keep his commandments. Be holy. Be righteous. submit to him, surrender to him, seek him, and everything else shall be added unto you. Again, thank you for tuning in, and the word of the Lord is blessed, and you guys have a blessed night.